The Stu Peters Show is brought to you in part by StepOnSocks.com. Founded by patriots, high-quality all-cotton socks, real silver, and flags. Use promo code STU when you visit StepOnSocks.com/Stu.
Truth, exposure, and accountability, uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. This is America's platform for real remedy. April 20th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. How often have you heard your Republican congressman or state rep or your city councilman say something along these lines? You know, Democrats have control, so I'm sorry, but really, we're powerless. You know, geez, I hear your concerns. I understand your frustration, and I'm sorry, but, you know, my hands are tied. Now, if you're a Republican in California or New York, maybe true. And we're not willing to accept it as an excuse, but we understand that it's a tougher fight, more of an uphill climb to get anything done when you're in a state that's overrun by demonically possessed wicked people that worship Satan, you know, Democrats. The problem is we get this same helplessness, the same lack of vision, the same lack of testicular fortitude all across the country. Right now, even after a national election that Democrats barely won, and we know that they didn't, most of this country still lives in areas with Republican control of government. Georgia, Arizona, New Hampshire. These are all states that went to Biden, legitimately or not, in the 2020 election, but yet all of them have total Republican control at the state level. And the same goes for basically every state that Donald Trump won outright. This is really important because these are places where we can easily make things happen right now. God knows that when Democrats have control of a state, they use it. In 20 states right now, almost all of them blue, there's a ban on conversion therapy for minors. That's the medical or psychiatric treatment that tries to train gay people to become straight. Does it work? I don't know. I mean, I'm praying that it does. But they've banned people from even trying. Well, if they can ban that sort of thing, why can't we take the far much more important step of banning these sick and depraved practices of giving sex change treatments to children? It should have been banned the moment somebody first thought it up. The doctors who do it should be carted off to prison for the rest of their lives, or really they should be sent to a gallows scheduled for execution. That's what we should be doing with fake doctors who mutilate children. And that's just one example, of course. Why do any state-funded universities in red states still have departments pushing critical race theory or other poison? Get rid of them. The left needs government funding to survive. Take it away from them. Over the last few days on this show, we've been highlighting some lines from various state constitutions. The one for today is Georgia's. Put it up on the screen. This is really important. Read this along with me. Don't believe me. These are not my words. Here's how Section 2 of the Georgia Bill of Rights opens. Quote, "All government of right originates with the people, is founded upon their will only, and is instituted solely for the good of the whole. Public officers are the trustees and servants of the people and are at all times amenable to them." The people of this state have the inherent right of regulating their internal government. Government is instituted for the protection, security, and benefit of the people. And listen to this. "And at all times, they have the right to alter or reform the same whenever the public good may require it." That is power. And it's also pretty broad, broad enough to do just about anything, in fact. So if you're one of our thousands of listeners in Georgia, remember that. Never, ever let a Republican tell you that something just isn't possible in your state. Because really what they're telling you is that they don't want to do it. They don't have the balls to do it. that they have different priorities that don't include protecting your rights and your children and your elections. Well, if they're not going to do that, then you have the right to topple them and create a government that will look out for those things. So when we're talking about things like COVID restrictions, when we're talking about things like funding for schools that embrace critical race theory poison, or when we're talking about school boards that feel that they have the right to overrun you, the wishes of the parents, and strap an oxygen-inhibiting, bacteria-ridden medical device, a face diaper, to your child, when we're talking about things like getting rid of internet-connected electronic voting machines, when we're talking about things like locking you down or keeping you away from your family, when we're talking about things like forcing you out of your job because you choose to have autonomy over your own body, these are all things that you can get rid of right now. Georgia, come together, peaceably assemble, take your state back. Do not allow this crap to be happening in your state and every other state, no matter what state that you are in. Get into your state's constitution, find like-minded people, and approach these people. Demand that they understand that they serve you. They cannot move until you direct them. You must direct them on how to do their jobs. That is what we are committed to here at the Stu Peters Show. Real change, real remedy, real answers, taking back our country. More of The Fight continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Without the Second Amendment, the rest of the Constitution is just a piece of paper. The tyrannical government has guns, and as their corrupt, bought and paid for narrative falls apart, they'll be more tempted to turn them on us. But don't worry, you're not alone, patriots. Buy a gun today from GunsAmerica.com, America's oldest and most trusted online platform for buying and selling the guns that keep your loved ones safe. Join the millions of gun buyers who shop there monthly. Private sellers and gun dealers, list your sales for free. No fees for transactions within 50 miles. Selling fees half the cost of auction sites. When you sign up for free at GunsAmerica.com, you get exclusive access to Guns America Digest, delivered every Monday. Honest gun reviews, firearm instruction, and wisdom from America's most popular gun writers. You also get Guns America This Week. Don't miss any important Second Amendment stories and several monthly magazines on hunting, prepping, and long-range shooting. When you sign up today at GunsAmerica.com, you get $10 off your first online gun purchase. Join the fight today at GunsAmerica.com.
The other day we had Joshua Yoder of U.S. Freedom Flyers on the show to talk about Captain Snow. That's the vaccinated pilot whose heart stopped just moments after landing his plane with more than 200 passengers on board an American Airlines Airbus. Had that happened just 7 minutes earlier, Captain Snow would have been on final approach and more than likely unable to recover the aircraft. That ends badly. This is just the latest reminder of one of the most dangerous impacts of these forced bioweapon injections, which is that they can destroy the health of our pilots. Obviously, this puts hundreds of lives at risk on every commercial flight, every day, all the time. But it also puts our national security at risk by endangering the readiness of our hundreds of military pilots. Teresa Long is a lieutenant colonel in the Army currently on approved leave. She's eminently qualified to opine on medical questions as an experienced flight surgeon. She recently was subpoenaed to testify in the court case of Navy SEAL 1 v. Biden, challenging the order blocking unvaxxed troops from deployment and then kicking them out of the military. The Great Purge, the intentional purge. Last fall, she testified at a vaccine side effects roundtable hosted by Senator Ron Johnson. You might remember that alongside Thomas Renz. You may even remember earlier, all the way back in September, that she gave a sworn affidavit about the impacts of the vaccine that she had seen firsthand among the Army soldiers that she was responsible for treating. We want to quote some portions of that affidavit. Quote, "I personally observed the most physically fit female soldier I have seen in over 20 years in the Army go from collegiate-level athlete training for Ranger School to being physically debilitated with cardiac problems, a newly diagnosed pituitary brain tumor, and thyroid dysfunction within weeks of getting vaccinated. Several military physicians have shared with me their firsthand experience with a significant increase in the number of young soldiers with migraines, menstrual irregularities, cancer, suspected myocarditis, and reporting cardiac symptoms after vaccination. Numerous soldiers and DoD civilians have told me of how they were sick, bedridden, debilitated, and unable to work days to weeks after vaccination," unquote. Ever since that affidavit was filed, we've been hoping to speak with Lieutenant Colonel Long. And we finally had the opportunity. We spoke with her this morning in a pre-taped interview. We spoke for about 35 minutes. Here's part of what she said.
People did not listen early on when we started raising the alarm bells on circumventing all of the established safety procedures we have, both in medicine and in the FAA, in terms of not using experimental drugs on pilots or letting pilots fly with drugs that we have very little safety data on that haven't been approved from the FDA for over a year. And that's what happened here. As you know, all of the COVID vaccines that are out are EUA. There is not a single vial of approved vaccine available to the general public. Therefore, all of the pilots flying that are vaccinated would have to be vaccinated with an EUA drug, which has not been approved. We've identified VAERS as the system of record for adverse events, but yet there is no information that ever gets passed down. Okay, they've looked at VAERS and this many deaths occurred because of this, and this many people had underlying causes. You never hear anybody publish any kind of paper from the CDC, from the NIH, that gives us feedback as to the type of trends they were seeing. So I wrote to the CDC and I asked them for all the adverse events that had been input into VAERS that were identified as service members. So they responded to me and actually produced a document for me in which they had identified that there were over 8,853 adverse events in which the person to which the adverse event occurred was identified as a service member. And then of that 8,853, 10%, 885 of those were identified as serious, debilitating, or deadly. When we raised that concern to Senator Johnson, you know, the only response was given through PolitiFact, which never in all my time in the service have I ever, have we ever used PolitiFact as a means of communication about, especially about safety issues. For example, pulmonary embolisms. So I put in pulmonary embolisms, went back to 2016 and looked at the numbers, were very consistent from 2016 to 2020. I believe there are around 800 a year. And then you come to 2021 and it skyrockets. It's three, four times the number it's ever been. What I did is I looked at the biodistribution study, Pfizer's biodistribution study, which showed that the messenger RNA was not staying in the muscle like they told us it would. It was in fact concentrating in the brain, the lung, the liver, the heart, the spleen, the bone marrow, the ovaries, the testes, the pituitary, the thyroid. And so, yes, previously I would have said it was crazy if someone told me that a vaccine injury was a brain tumor or a testicular cancer or something. But when you look at the spike protein being the pathogenic portion of the coronavirus, and then it concentrating in these vital organs and producing messenger RNA, then you can understand how this is occurring. The DOJ attorney handed me a document, which was like a three-page Word document that was supposedly their investigation into the DMED data. Now I've been in the Army for 30 years. I've never seen an investigation in which no one will put their name on it. It doesn't tell you who investigated. It isn't signed by anybody. There's no seals, no departments attached to it. It's just a Word document in which people said, we investigated it. It was a computer migration issue. There was a glitch. The glitch only occurred it just so happened to only occur in the months that I pulled data. And it just so happened to only occur and affect ICD codes that I looked at. The database, the DMED, is actually an application from the Defense Medical Surveillance System. But the contractor that runs that database should be answering for this, because, you know, it's either incompetence that some you know, Lieutenant Colonel Peon finds this huge problem, and the data is so far off when there's an entire division that's supposed to be overseeing this, or the data is accurate. And as you may know, Stu, that clinical research was conducted on the DoD for these vaccines for Pfizer. I believe the clinical study number was C451011. So when you see that in these Pfizer documents, they're talking about the DoD. I've emailed senior medical leaders. I've talked to them. I've gone to everyone that I felt could affect change and give me answers. And, you know, the answer is, you know, the narrative is the vaccines are safe and effective and everyone's getting the vaccine.
So what do you say to these pilots? Where do you draw the line with these pilots where it's like, okay, yeah, I understand that you're fearful of losing your career, but what about hundreds of people on board losing their lives, kids, innocent children, business people traveling, families coming back from vacation, people going to see their loved ones? I mean, these people's lives are at imminent risk because this pilot is choosing to ignore his physical symptoms because he wants to save his career. What do you say to those people?
I've had this conversation many times, and I've listened to a lot of grown men and women cry because they realize that they were forced into this impossible situation in which you, if you don't get vaccinated, you lose your job. And if you get vaccinated, you may very well lose your health and your job. And they carry a tremendous responsibility. These are professionals, and they take very seriously that they are carrying passengers with them. And I have had a number of pilots come forward and say, I know I'm gonna kill somebody and I need help.
Wow. The most frustrating part about listening to Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long as she bravely comes forward is that this is what we have been warning about for a year now. And they continue to inject these pilots, mandating them. And in the military, our bravest and brightest, your son and daughter that goes to serve this country, your sons and daughters and loved ones on board planes, they have no problems killing you and they're just lying about it, deleting testimonials and personal stories like they just did to Captain Snow, who could have killed 200 people, trying to sound the alarm, and YouTube deletes what he had to say. Disgraceful and demonic. It is an evil and wicked agenda, and we will defeat it and we will destroy it. That conversation lasted for about 35 minutes. Later on tonight, it will be available for everybody at StuPeters.com as well as on the Rumble channel. Go find Stu Peters Network on the Rumble channel. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
He pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, you know, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula, taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
So on Monday, Common Sense Trump appointed federal judge Catherine Kimball Mizell struck down the Biden regime's mask mandate for airports and airplanes and trains and buses and other forms of public transportation. But long before Judge Mizell's ruling, we already had a heroic political figure striking down mask mandates in her state. Janice McGeehan is the lieutenant governor of Idaho, and she's been a warrior for liberty her entire time in office. That state's petty tyrant governor, Brad Little, calling himself a Republican or a conservative, has repeatedly disgraced himself by embracing communist COVID panic over the last 2 years. In the spring of 2020, he issued these dystopian stay-at-home directives that shut down the entire state's business flow. He refused to block vaccine and mask mandates in that state. But Janice had a plan. So listen to this. Whenever Governor Little was out of state, she was the one with acting power. And when he left to attend a governor's conference, she issued an executive order banning mask mandates in the state of Idaho. Last fall, when Little left the state again, she issued an order banning the state officials from imposing vaccine mandates. Governor Little, of course, retracted these orders when he got back, but so what? She sent the message of how a real conservative leader would behave, responding to the directives of we the people. Well, now Lieutenant Governor McGeehan is giving Idaho voters the chance to elect a leader like that. She's challenging Little for the governorship, and she'll be holding a rally 2 weeks from now on May 4th. And by the way, I will be at that rally because at this show, we believe in throwing our weight behind real America First candidates like Lieutenant Governor McGeehan, who will be the next governor, and she joins us now. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for inviting me to join your show, your podcast again this morning, Stu. And we're really excited and happy that you're coming to Idaho. Every time I mention the lineup and mention your name that you're going to be here, there's a lot of enthusiasm for you being here. You have a growing presence here in Idaho. And so we're really excited and anxious to get you here. And
awesome. Well, we love Idaho and we're happy to be there. But, you know, we've been teaching a lot on this show about remedy. People are starving for it. There's a lack of people wanting to do it. I don't see any other programs actually out here telling people that they can take back their government, that they inherently hold the power. Nobody else wants to teach that. But you are leading by that example. You are listening to the wishes of the people in Idaho, and you are representing them at the tip of the spear out here fighting. And now you're showing them that they can remove this tyrant who wants to crush their freedom and individual liberty, and that you will respond according to their directives as their servant. How refreshing.
Absolutely. And that's really the purpose of this rally 2 weeks from tonight, is we want to bring the message to the people of Idaho. And we're getting good response so far. We're looking at having a beautiful evening outside in the warm area of Boise Meridian. And that's the purpose of just of doing this, is to try to get people excited about the upcoming election. We have the numbers to show that if we get the people to the polls, then we can win this race. And that's part of what this is all about, is just getting people excited and rallied to get out and vote.
And this petty tyrant, Brad Little, this communist in disguise, he's scared of you. And he's scared of the people because he knows that, which is why he's refused to even debate you. Is that true, that these debates have been canceled?
Yes, absolutely. So the May 4th event is sandwiched between 2 dates that were meant to be gubernatorial debates between myself and Mr. Little. And we contacted repeatedly to the two news sources that were conducting the debates with no response. Finally, they said that Mr. Little was not going to be participating in the debate. And it wasn't because of a lack of or a conflict with his schedule. They said that he just simply didn't want to debate. So that's what we're dealing with here in Idaho.
He's saying basically that you don't have a say in this. You don't have a choice. I don't really care what your wishes are. My record speaks for itself. So, okay, fine. Let's talk about his record. What is his record in Idaho as the governor?
Well, he's claiming that he has a non-debatable record. But I know that there are thousands of Idahoans that would beg to differ with that. He talks about, you know, what's happening in our economy, but without mentioning the thousands and thousands of Idahoans whose lives have been disrupted, tipped upside down, lost their businesses, lost their livelihood, lost their savings. People that in Idaho that are still losing their jobs today because of the shot mandate. Mr. Little vetoed a bill that the legislature put through that would have protected the people of Idaho. He vetoed that. And he claims that he has a non-debatable record and seeming to be dismissive of the thousands of Idahoans whose lives have been overturned, disrupted, and are suffering. We have rampant inflation in our state, in large part because Mr. Little is bringing all this money flooding into our state, money that's coming through the ARPA funding. It's not money, Stu, as we know, it's not money. It's debt financing that our kids and our grandkids are going to have to pay back. And so bringing all this money in, causing our housing to increase in price, causing our food to increase. There's no reduction on taking the sales tax off of food, which would go a long ways to help Idaho families who are with budgets that can't grow, like Mr. Little's growing our state budgets over 21% this coming fiscal year.
He doesn't mind putting all of that.
That's not a fiscal conservative.
No, at all. And he doesn't mind putting all of that on the shoulders of our children and our grandchildren, which does make his record undebatable. And I'll explain that. It's undebatable that elites that are connected to the establishment, that are fossils in this big globalist government, don't care about how we are impacted, because they get to live their golf club, country club lifestyle and enjoy their limousine liberal lifestyle, which is basically what Brad Little is. He's a limousine liberal disguising as a conservative. There's nothing conservative about this guy at all whatsoever. And that is undebatable. His record is undebatable. Undebatably, he is big government, globalist, establishment, elite.
Yes, and he's proves acting it. Like Joe Biden, who was hiding in the basement during the presidential campaign, not coming out. He didn't have his office open during most of 2020 and into 2021. Not accessible at all to the people of Idaho.
That's right.
I have so many people that would call my office, the office of the lieutenant governor, people that couldn't get through to the governor. He wasn't returning their phone calls, wasn't returning their emails. These people were crying out for the attention of Mr. Little, and he was not listening to the voice of the people. And I've been on the campaign trail for almost 1 year now. And we circulate through the 44 counties in our state. We go to these Lincoln banquets. Mr. Little has been absent from most all of these. There's a couple, there's a handful that he's attended, the ones that are favorable towards him. But for the most part, he's been absent on this circular and this campaign trail. That is so wrong to be in that position and have that attitude that you really don't need to go out and meet with the people and talk to people.
It's the elitist attitude, and they all carry it. These people are elitists. You are a small business owner. You understand how important people are, and you understand how important leadership is for the growth of an economy. The backbone of an economy is small business. Nobody understands that better than you, but he just completely ignores it, and he's running from you because he knows that that's the truth, and cowards run from the truth. He's a coward and a tyrant, and most tyrants are cowards. His record is undeniable. He's undeniably a cowardly tyrant. So he was on this radio program just yesterday in Idaho, and he refused to condemn this radical left activist group that ran a campaign that had Democrats switch over their party registration to vote against you.
Yes, yes.
Tell us about
this. Here in Idaho, Mr. Little is empowering these organizations that are either establishment rhino or outright leftist organizations. And they have a campaign where they're actively encouraging Democrats to switch over and vote in the Republican primary. And he refuses to condemn that. We have it on recording what he said. And so here we have a governor, a so-called Republican. He's not a conservative, because if you were a true conservative, you would call that out and you would condemn it. But the numbers that we show, well, here in Idaho, about 35% of these people that have switched over to vote are Democrats. Switching over to vote in the Republican primary.
So
why would Mr. Little won't condemn it?
Why would Democrats in a ruby red state be wanting Brad Little at the top of office?
Because he is empowering these people. They see that Brad Little, reelecting him is the way to purge true conservatives from our state, from our beautiful state, ruby red state of Idaho. The people of Idaho, Stu, are very conservative, and we hold traditional values. Like, you know, we believe that life begins at the moment of conception. We believe in traditional marriage. We believe that there should be school choice, and that what the administration, Mr. Little's administration, these questionable teachings that are happening in our schools, we should go back to the basics. This is what the people of Idaho hold dear and cherish. And these organizations, these rhino establishment and outright leftist organizations, know that his reelection is their plan to purge Idahoans of true conservatives and change the state to become a leftist blue state.
Well, it's refreshing to hear that he actually told the truth for once. And I'm going to just keep going back to it. He said that his record is undebatable. And that's true. Undebatably, if he is the choice for Democrats, he is not a conservative and he is not the choice for Idahoans. They don't want this guy in there. I know that they don't. And in a fair election, you're going to win. And we're going to make sure that that election is fair. I mean, all government of right originates with the people. You understand that. You understand that you're a servant of the people, that is directed by the people. You heard them during this COVID overtaking and this communist overreaching mandate. Mm-hmm. And another thing that I like about you, too, is that you refused to call it a vaccine. I took note of that. I heard you. You said the shot mandate because you know that it's not a vaccine. And the people know that it's not a vaccine. They know that they don't want to be locked down and shut down in the name of this communist Marxist coup d'etat that took place to usher in full subservience. And Idaho's not going to have it when you're elected governor. I'm going to do whatever I can. We support you 100,000%.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. And I talk to people within so many different agencies, whether it's Department of Corrections, our National Guard, Department of Health and Welfare. I know that some of the people that are leading those agencies, the directors, have completely bought into this fraud that you so very well describe the fraud of COVID, you know, how it's just, even though our governor is refusing to take action, his directors are enforcing these things. Some of the testing requirements within our assisted living facilities here in Idaho are more stringent than those nationwide. And I just met with some members of our National Guard sergeant, and I'm shocked to see the level of paperwork that our men and women are having to go through just to try to get a medical exemption from receiving the shot. And it's just disgusting what is happening in the state. The rally is to try to get people to wake up, understand what's happening here in Idaho, and give the people of Idaho a choice to turn things around. Finally, this
the choice is clear. Lieutenant Governor Janice McGeehan, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu. Look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks.
Of course. And complete disclosure here, full transparency. I just want everybody to know that Janice McGeehan nor her campaign are paying for my airfare or my accommodations, my hotel, my food. No speaking fee is being paid by anybody else. I'm reaching into my own pockets and doing this on my own dime because I want to be there. Making good on the promise, once again, that I have given you from the very beginning, that this platform will not be compromised by political candidates, people currently holding office, by no corporate conglomerates, by no globalist corporations, no special interests, nobody. No media outlets can pay me off. Nobody can shut me up. Nobody can silence me. They'll have to turn off the whole damn internet to take this show down. I'm going to Idaho because this is a platform of real remedy, and Janice McGeehan offers real remedy for Idaho. The choice is clear. I'm going there and cannot wait to meet all of you in Idaho on May 4th. Stick around. More of the Stu Peters Show in 60 seconds. Go nowhere. My warning to you is that if we don't act right now, we're going to lose the whole damn thing. The ushering in of full communism is completely underway, and they're going to continue this agenda unless you stop it. You have to get into your state's constitution and then peaceably assemble with like-minded people and demand that your elected representatives act in accordance with your direction. If we don't do that, if you don't get into your state's constitution and do that right now, we're going to lose the whole thing. Complacency will be our downfall. Nobody's riding in on a white horse. Nobody by himself is going to save this country. We, the people, are the plan, and we have to be the plan. Another warning for you is that if you have money, $50,000 or more in your IRA or 401k or in your savings, it's at tremendous risk because inflation and tax hikes are Biden's only way out of this federal debt of $30 trillion. They're going to come and they're going to steal it from you. So you have to protect it with physical gold and silver. Call 855-647-1372. When you call that number, you're going to get a free gold IRA kit. 855-647-1372. These are my good friends over at Gold Co. And they've offered to give you up to $15,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. They've already helped thousands of Americans to protect themselves against retirement and inflation theft and tax hikes. So call them today, right now. Do not wait anymore. 855-647-1372 for Gold Co.
Love the hard-hitting truth delivered daily by The Stu Peters Show? Consider becoming a Red Voice Media premium member. Extended sit-down interviews, weekly in-depth reports, ad-free. Premium episodes, exclusive content on redvoicemedia.com/premium. Defeat the lying globalist. Support real independent journalism. Full access to The Dr. Jane Ruby Show. Shots fired with Deanne Lorraine. Marie Z Uncensored. And to the military-focused Richard Leonard Show. All this and more exclusively on redvoicemedia.com/premium. Join today.
Well, it is Wednesday, and that means that it is time for the Stu Peters Show family favorite, Ask Dr. Jane. You can submit your questions to Dr. Jane Ruby in her Telegram at Dr. Jane Ruby, and then she comes here on the platform of Real Remedy in America, and she answers your questions. How about that? And it's all brought to you, of course, by Mike Lindell, the Patriot, over at MyPillow.com. By the way, Dr. Jane, if you use promo code STU, Mike Lindell has announced it. It's in his own words. I've got a video proving it. No promo code saves more than promo code STU at MyPillow.com. And he gives these discounts site-wide. So we're talking about, I mean, everything. What does this guy have? He has mattresses. He has the Giza Dream Sheets, flannel sheets. The MyPillow itself, the original, the travel pillows, dog beds, slippers, pajamas, sweats. I mean, you name it, you save huge when you use promo code STU when you go to MyPillow.com. And actually, you can go straight to MyPillow.com/STU and then use promo code STU and really save. It's absolutely unbelievable.
Patriot.
Yeah, he is a patriot. And a lot of these efforts, a lot of the money that he's making right now, even after the discounts, is going towards getting rid of these freaking internet-connected machines that stole the election on November 3rd of 2020 when the real insurrection occurred in this country via Marxist coup d'etat. Absolutely disgusting. But you know what? We're going to defeat these demonic, wicked people in the deep state. In Jesus' name, we're going to defeat them. First question comes from Jennifer. Why do people that have not gotten the jab get sick?
Yeah, you know, Stu, I think we all have to remember that we do not live in a sterile world. You get sick. It's part of life. It's not to be feared. You have to take good care of yourself if you do become ill. You know, we all live in an ocean of bacteria and fungi and viruses and protozoa and mold. So get used to it. It's reality and stop succumbing to the fear.
Yeah, you're going to get sick. Laura, I have heard it claimed the jab can be reversed entirely. This is according to Dr. Love and some others. Is this true, Dr. Ruby? Thanks, Laura Dean.
Yeah, Laura, with all due respect to other doctors and their positions, you asked my opinion. I do not believe that these can be reversed. If you are talking about the mRNA technology, it embeds, we know from the Swedish study, it does integrate into your own DNA and your own genome. And so that's not easy to remove or change. And so I do not believe, unfortunately, that we have that technology yet. But I do believe that we will in the future.
Smart Cookie says, I'd still like to know, what's the white stringy stuff that embalmers found and what is it made of?
Yeah, unfortunately, I've reached out to Richard Hirschman, the board certified 20-year experienced embalmer who first brought that story and with his stunning videos and pictures to the Stu Peters Show, the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. And I'm not getting a very clear answer. I do not believe he has completed the lab analysis of it. He said he was having difficulty, and now he's kind of ghosted me. So unfortunately, Stu, I don't know where that story is, and I think that because of some of the other interviews from other shows that ensued after that, I think it's kind of gone cold, and people are frightened to come forward, to be honest with you.
Like doctors and embalmers and coroners, these people are afraid to come forward now?
Yeah, you know, John Looney from the UK has told me that while he can verify it himself from his, you know, cadre of embalmers that work for him, he said none of them want to come forward for a variety of reasons and show their proof, just like Mr. Hirschman did.
Well, so you know what? That's BS, because you know what? That's cowardly. We are at war
totally
right
agree.
Now.
I agree.
And that's BS.
It's baloney.
There are billions of people out here whose lives are at immediate risk. And because of this stupid propaganda machine controlled by Vanguard and BlackRock, these people are lying to everybody and forcing kids to go and take this thing, our military to go and take this thing, our pilots to go. That pisses me off.
Well,
that's
maybe
cowardly
these embalmers,
and weak.
Well, maybe these embalmers will start coming forward when they start pulling these white fibrous things out of the bodies of 5-year-olds and 7-year-olds, because I'm angry too, Stu.
I mean, I'm out here every day risking my life, getting to the bottom of things, trying to find the truth and expose it and hold people accountable and name names and demand that these people are removed or tried or prosecuted criminally. I'm at the tip of the spear out here, literally risking my life and the life of my family. I've been swatted over here twice. I mean, give me a break. This is ridiculous. Dr. Jane, Doc Steve says, Dr. Jane, the shots have been out for over 18 months. Why hasn't anyone found the snake venom peptides until now?
Well, actually, great question. A lot of the materials that we've now had confirmed are related to the snake venom peptides have been there all along. We just didn't know what they were, to be honest with you. And then remember the other very, very important point. There are different materials in these shots at any given time point, even within the same lot number. Now, I want you to wrap your head around what I just said. There are many, we know this for a fact, there are many different things in these shots at any given time over the course of months, even within the same lot number. There you go.
All right. And that's your variant, right?
No, there's just, they have
the different Pfizer, shots, different effects.
Pfizer, right. They have the leeway to have 50% of the material in that vial be undeclared. They can be putting anything in there at any given time.
Right. So Adam got something different than Bob.
Last year, anybody last summer got something different from somebody who got it in December of last year or 2 days ago, right? Yeah. That's the bottom line.
I'm still pissed off about this O'Looney.
Me too.
And this cowardly crap that he's pulling. And all of you that are out there watching this program and you know something and you're not saying anything to protect yourself. Makes me sick. It's disgusting and disgraceful. Andrea Schrum, Dr. Ruby, is there any information on the effect of the COVID vaccine on children born to mothers who took the jab?
Yeah, there are lots of repercussions. We know that if the baby is lucky enough to be born, that they suffer greatly after breastfeeding. It's probably spike protein intoxication as well as other poisons and toxins that are in these materials. They do go through breast milk. And these babies are inconsolable. They're screaming and crying. They can't feed and they usually end up dying. But if they're not lucky enough to be born, then in utero, we know that they're miscarrying within the first two trimesters at a rate of over 84%. This is stunning and it's got to be avoided. You've got to let expectant mothers know.
It's horrific. And again, pisses me off about these people not coming forward. Hello, babies are dying. I mean, what is your red line? Where is your morality?
Exactly right. Exactly right, Stu. It's
Patty Willard. It is. It's disgusting. Patty Willard, how long does remdesivir continue to poison the person after receiving it at the hospital?
Well, this is a good question, but it goes back to basics, right? It depends on how much of the drug you received. What were the dosages? How many doses did you get? The constitution of your own body, your own dynamics, your previous medical history, and your body's ability to filter that out. Your liver function is greatly involved in detoxifying, especially from drugs. So there are so many factors. And Stu, the part that's really scary about this is they know this. These pharmaceutical companies know all of this. And another thing that makes me angry is that they're not coming out with any press releases. They just don't give a you know what.
They don't have to. They've been granted complete immunity and they don't have to answer to anybody until now. And we're going to show people exactly how to do that. And then we're going to demand accountability and they're going to face the consequences for their actions. That's going to happen. Dr. Jane Ruby, for your bravery, look at you. You've been out here. Since the very beginning, almost, of this thing, when we started to uncover all of the bioweapon nonsense from Wuhan, China, and now we're learning how sequences from a hedgehog in Germany somehow made it into a bat in Wuhan, China, and then ultimately to a person. And oh, by the way, also in the sequencing, we found a bat from Kenya, by the way, the home of the African king cobra. Weird, right?
Sequences.
And you've been out here from the very beginning, doing this and risking it all as well. And for that, we appreciate it. It really pisses me off. These people that are hiding and that are worried about themselves with this selfish nonsense. Listen, I'll take it. I'll take the consequences, but I guess not everybody has the balls that I do. If you can find your balls, please come forward. Okay? That's Ask Dr. Jane. It's all brought to you by Mike Lindell, the Patriot. After 60 seconds of hearing from him, more Stu Peters Show will continue. Stick around.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for all your support during these times. As you all know, I've been canceled by box stores. My pill has been canceled by shopping channels. They've tried to debank me. They wanted to cancel my voice and your voice. Well, today I'm going to pass the savings on to you. You get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 with your promo code STU. And if you order today, I'm going to give you my book free. This book is not just about addiction. It's entrepreneur. It's a story. It's the American dream. It's what we can lose if we lose our voice. And Stu Peters here has one of the greatest shows on television because he speaks out like it is. He tells the news. What a concept. You guys need to keep supporting him and support all of us. The money goes to keep things that we're doing out there in the country to help save our country. Thank you all, and God bless.
Sarah Sugden is a housewife in Southern California with a husband and two children. One of those children is a son with severe autism. So like any good mom would do, of course, Sarah has spent the past 9 years researching every kind of treatment that she can to help him. One of the approaches that she's tried is actually using treatments originally developed for Alzheimer's disease. Well, after the release of Watch the Water, we encouraged everyone to do their own research, to look into what's going on, to draw their own conclusions, to present their findings. Sarah's been doing exactly that, and she's developed her own theories about why, if Dr. Artis's theory is true, children might be less affected by COVID-19, whatever this thing is, than adults are. Every person, when they're born, is born with a thymus gland. It sits in the upper chest between your lungs. It plays a critical role in developing your immune system. But it's not the same throughout your life. Babies and children have the largest thymus glands, and it starts shrinking as you age. By age 65, your body is basically unable to make new T cells. Those are the cells that your body uses to fight disease. Sarah believes that this would explain why children are basically immune to this bioweapon COVID-19 while the effects get more and more severe with those that are elderly. Sarah also has theories about how, if Dr. Artis's venom theory is true, it intersects with previous theories that we've heard and presented about 5G and graphene oxide contained in these bioweapon shots. All very interesting, and we wanted to talk to her. Sarah Sugden joins us now. Sarah, thank you for being here. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me, Stu.
Of course. So you found connections between the thymus gland. Did I basically get that right?
Right. I think the thymus gland is very strongly involved. It would make sense that all the elderly people are dying off first to something that is essentially a brand new pathogen. So when you're introduced to a pathogen, when you're very young, your thymus can recognize it. And it actually also produces a hormone that affects how your body makes antibodies. So after the age 65, when your thymus gland has essentially turned to fat, you won't be able to produce new antibodies to recognize new diseases. So children, young people have a better chance of fighting off new pathogens.
This is why when we were growing up, our parents took us to chickenpox parties. They wanted you to go and get the actual virus so that your body would take it in and then develop its own natural bodies, because natural immunity is much more robust. And kids are not going to be affected by the chickenpox virus in the same way that adults might, which could develop shingles and other things that are more serious if they were not vaccinated, I hate using the word now, or had natural immunity before. Does that make sense? Line up with your research?
Right. That's exactly what I believe.
So you've done some research into the connection between Dr. Artis's venom findings and the 5G and the graphene oxide. Now, we were the program, by the way, that brought out this graphene oxide really early on. People were like, no. And for the longest time, we were attacked. Like, no, it's not in there. There was denials all over the place. We were called conspiracy theorists. Now it's just basically widely known and accepted, even by the manufacturers of these bioweapon shots, that yes, graphene oxide is in there. So how is the venom theory, if true, connected to the 5G and the graphene oxide?
The venom affects your cells in a specific way that allows the graphene oxide to communicate with 5G. So on all of your cells, you have membrane openings called voltage-gated ion channels. So when they tell you to like drink Gatorade for electrolytes, they're telling you to get these calcium, sodium, magnesium, potassium inside of your body. Those are the electrolytes, but they need to get inside of the cells through these membranes. So the 5G keeps the membranes open, and the graphene oxide can enter, and it pools on the surface of your skin in your sweat glands. That's where they've found the spike protein to accumulate. And so if the calcium levels are really high, then it can be detected by 5G very easily. And the graphene oxide is like, it's like a fingerprint, right? Identifying you very, very easily. But I think it's the calcium and the sodium, they're metals and metalloids. It's like similar to an X-ray, right? An X-ray shows like your bones, and 5G will show the sodium and the calcium composition of your body. So your sweat glands is what is really affected all over your entire body.
You know, if you're right, this was done intentionally, which lines up to what we've been saying the whole time. These are not adverse events. These are not side effects. These are intended consequences. These people that developed this thing knew exactly what they were doing. There's no other explanation for it. You can look at the sequencing and you see sequencing from a hedgehog in Germany into a bat in Wuhan, and then ultimately into a human. I mean, this is obviously engineered, frozen with cryo, licensed, intentionally released, and then injected into the American people. It's sick and disgusting. So we believe it to be intentional also. What do you think that the goal is through all of this?
Right. Regarding the sequencing, I think that they're changing the sequencing on purpose to make it look like a new variant. So with the vaccine vials that Dr. Carrie Madej, I'm not sure how to pronounce her name, that she found, and she looked at under a microscope, she found that there was a parasitic organism inside of the vaccine. And it turns out that that organism is also venomous. So that would look like a new variant, right? First you have the snake venom variant. Then you have the parasitic venom variant. Remdesivir could be another variant. They're all different variants of venom. So if this keeps going on forever and ever and the vaccine is ineffective, then they will have to do something else to detect who is infected. And I believe that they are going to use Dr. Charles Lieber's patented nano field effect transistor, which is an implantable or injectable microchip that communicates to and forth 5G as a two-way radio, and it detects the levels of the virus in the blood.
Wow. And then ultimately used to track you, to control your activity, to monitor you.
Oh, yeah. All biometric identification. It's going to be joined to your cryptocurrency account.
Your smart refrigerator, whether or not you're able to open it and get into it and get food. The TV that's hanging on your wall that doesn't work unless you subscribe to something and you have to scan your QR code or hold up your microchip in order to access the programming that comes to your worthless paperweight that hangs on the wall, because that's what it is, unless you have access to the state-controlled approved source of information that this government, that these people are willing to give you. I mean, these people are absolutely sick and demonic. This is what we want people to do. You did exactly what we called for people to do. The scientists are not answering the questions. They're willing to say things, Sarah, like, that theory's wrong. They're willing to attack other doctors for having theories. And you have to wonder, why would scientists or doctors attack another scientist or doctor that has a theory? That's not how science works. That's not what real doctors do. Real doctors have these conversations. Real doctors do research and then say, this opened my eyes about this, and I found this. And we, the people, are actually doing it. You responded to the call. Very good work. Thank you so much, Sarah. God bless you. And thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous, but the real Osama bin boosted are getting sick, and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them, individually. I'm coming after you. Every one of them, I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police, and he will arrest tyranny.
Then they can be hung up. And they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids. No. Mask mandates for little Mikey. Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil. And I know man is all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Clutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Support the resistance. Go to vaccinepolice.com. Forget the woo flu. Back the blue. Vaccinepolice.com.
Today's Stu Peters Show brought to you by Cortez Wealth Management. And you know what? Every Stu Peters Show is brought to you by Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management. You know how good that feels and how proud I am to be able to say that? That we have and always will make good on the promise to never sell out to big corporate conglomerates and globalist corporations and special interests. That we never sold out to the big media offers that we had. Do you know how proud I am to be able to say that we are empowered and funded solely by patriots, independent small business owners like Carlos Cortez, the independent fiduciary who devoutly follows Jesus, puts his whole trust in the highest, in God, loves this constitutional republic, and who is an independent fiduciary who is a like-minded person who can help you with your finances, the most important thing that you have going on in your life so that you can provide for your family that you love so dearly. Wow. So powerful. Go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com right now and book your appointment with Carlos Cortez to see how he can help you with your financial future. AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Until tomorrow, at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radar.